camera on this new Google Pixel smartphone is said to be the best rated smartphone camera ever. Ever? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. The new Pixel is Google's entry into the high-end smartphone market with a hefty $749 price tag for the top-of-the-line model, which includes a virtual assistant that does rings around the iPhone Siri and the ease of use that is state-of-the-art for Android phones. It also does truly have the best camera we've seen to date on a smartphone, but take this with a grain of salt because the results are so, so close. Like the iPhone and Galaxy, the Pixel has a wide-angle lens, a big lens opening at f2.0, and all sorts of software tricks to let you get good shots in low light and fantastic shots in average daylight. I brought the Pixel, iPhone 7 Plus, and Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge out on shoots for back-to-back tests, and they were all fantastic. The iPhone has a wonderful two-lens system that allows you to get wonderful portraits on the 7 Plus, and the Galaxy is an underrated camera gem that works well in most situations. But the Pixel gets the slight edge for shooting in ultra-low light. I brought out the Pixel to get shots before the sun came up in what seemed like near total darkness at the beach the other morning. All performed poorly, as they should, but the Pixel shots had slightly more clarity. We also returned to the beach later in the day and photographed tourists, skateboarders, beachgoers, and ourselves. We tested out bonus features like image stabilization. It indeed made the video shots a little less shaky, but no different from the results on the iPhone. I checked out the bokeh feature to add fuzzy backgrounds to portraits, which sometimes look great, others like a silly gimmick. But bottom line again, the Pixel wins by hair thanks to the low-light results at the beach. I invite you to look at the back-to-back shots, which are posted on my website, jeffersongraham.net. Smartphone cameras have gotten so good so fast, they've made the point-and-shoot camera irrelevant. What's next? Have questions about the review? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech, one of the many podcasts in the USA Today Podcasting Network. You can listen to shows like Talking Tech, Cup of Politics, and I Tell My Husband the News every day here on Stitcher and iTunes.